BP and other responsible
Love
parties.
Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is a brief interlude here at PNN. We're going to be bringing on our guest, Lori Price, for just a few minutes of radio check. And first, I want to mention that in that recent released report, January 31, of the update on the Deepwater Horizon incident, it mentions that the 112th Congress enacted two oil spill-related legislative proposals, including the following: the Restore Act, enacted on July 6, 2012, 2 years later, as a subtitle in PL112-141, Map 21, it directs 80% of any Administrative and Clean Water Act Section 311 penalty revenue into a newly created trust fund which supports environmental and economic restoration projects in the Gulf, and the Pipeline Safety, Regulatory Certainty, and Job Creation Act. They threw some jobs in there. I guess that's a sweetener for the pipe guys. Enacted on January 3rd of 2012, PL 112-90, the Act increases civil penalties for pipeline violations, requires a study of leak detection systems, a review of the regulations that apply to pipeline transport of diluted bitumen, i.e. oil sands, and analysis of whether such oil presents an increased risk of release. In 2011, the Secretary of Department of the Interior, DOI, redefined the responsibilities previously semi-performed or allegedly performed or were supposed to include performed by the Mineral Mining Service, and reassign the functions of the Offshore Energy Program among the three separate organizations, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the Bureau of Safety Environmental Enforcement, and the Office of Natural Resource Revenue. These agencies have promulgated several rulemaking changes, some of which are based on issues raised by the Deepwater Horizon. Well, more of that in a few minutes. Let's get over here and give our friend Lori a call. First, we're going to dial in to the guest number, and let me put some music on so you can have a little entertainment while this exciting phone call dance occurs, okay? We've got, let's see here, we've got the, here we go, There's a Better World Coming, and let's hear that.
There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. We will feed them on the land, on the sea, and in the sky. There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free, there's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see? There's a better world that's a-coming, and don't you know, no. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you know? I'm a union man in a union war. It's a union world I'm fighting for. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you know? There's a better world that's a-coming. There's a better world that's a-coming. There's a better world that's a-coming. I'll tell you why. Don't you see? And don't you know? Hey, there's a better world that's a-coming. I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming. Don't you why? There's a better world that's a-coming. Tell you why. Better world that's a-coming. Tell you why. Out of marching, out of battling, you can hear the chains are rattling. There's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. Now there's a better world that's a-coming, and there's a better world that's a-coming, and there's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, and don't you see. Better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you see. Better.
And there we go.
Hey.
Welcome, Lori. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is our little radio check, and we want to make sure that all works pretty good. Let me mute that local.
No I hear a slight echo, but that's just probably our NSA friends.
Right. Listen, I gave up worrying about this nonsense a long time ago, back before I was a serious activist, whatever that is. I invited the NRC to come out to the local college I was attending to give a speech on the local nuclear plant.
And they said,
"Well, we don't send out health physicists. We only send out public relations people." And I said, "Well, I think that's interesting,
but
What's critical here is that the public is educated because the press very rarely represents science voices very well.
It would be nice if we had a scientist actually give his opinion. And they said,
if we're going to agree to that, we need some information from you first. And I said, sure, what do you need? They said, well, name, phone number.
Social Security number,
your work number, your boss's name and number.
And we'll get back to you.
My wife overheard me giving all this information on a call that she knew was the NRC. And she said,
Honey, are you comfortable giving them all that information?
I said, well, dear.
Number one,
I'm sure all the calls that go into the NRC are probably mine. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, This was way back in the 80s,
so we had a degree of naivete back then.
My youngest daughter, when Instant Messenger was new, way back in the early 90s,
she was online chatting with a friend about a high school play they were in, right? And they're running the lines back and forth, and it happened to be a play about teenage suicide.
Like a lot of advanced students, they truck them around and have them educate their fellow students, right?
Right.
Well, she's typing these lines back and forth with her friend. All of a sudden, the county police show up. They demand that she come outside and talk to them because there's someone online talking about suicide. Now, this is way before
9/11.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's a total police state. That's what 9/11 was for anyway. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, yeah.
Because it's true.
And, of course, truth is not really wanted.
And remember, only if you speak the truth are you in danger.
If you hide the truth, then you're one of us.
And it's okay.
You look at Assange, and you look at Manning.
And the illusion is gone. You know, for anybody who's paying attention.
And Jeremy Hammond.
Sure.
I have a free Jeremy Hammond Facebook page out there.
Well, you've been doing your site for quite some time.
Right. Well, yes. Mike had it first, Dr. Reckenwald. And then I just sort of started doing all the work that he's a professor at NYU, and I just do my thing here. So.
Could I ask you what was it that made you get involved in all this nonsense?
You know, what,
now,
made,
what
you
made you stand up for your citizenship?
Yeah, Citizens for Legitimate Government, which actually in this era, believe it or not, which you'll understand why in a second, has been accused, not accused, but people thought it was, a birther group in today's environment. Offer the disclaimer, not a birther group, trace the domain lineage to December 2000. Now, what happened in December 2000? That was the Al Gore Democratic concession, insane concession to the right-wing coup of George W. sociopath. That's what happened in December 2000. So that's when we were founded, not a birther group.
Well, of course, anybody who read it would know better.
Of course,
people, you know,
jump
to conclusions first.
And then assume
that the facts can be framed according to their assumptions.
Well, if you name something Citizens for Legitimate Government, you might think of, in contemporary times, that you're not calling the government legitimate, meaning, you know, Obama wasn't born here.
You mean the Kenyan?
Yeah, that thing.
Well, I'm afraid that my
usual appellation is
our constitutional scholar president
who never saw an amendment
who'd
rather not break.
Yeah, I don't have any use. In fact, you know something? With Mitt Romney, it's more blatant what's out there rather than Barack Obama. In that regard, you know, sometimes it's easier to fight the enemy you see than the one you don't see. And I just see Obama's giving away everything to businesses.
Yeah.
I'm here in Connecticut, and the governor does that all the time, too, even though he claims to be a Democrat. It's really annoying.
We've been victimized down here in Florida by the most perverse right-wing government for some time.
And, of course, we've been victimized by Bush as well.
Who actually said, sometimes they slip.
Sometimes the truth leaks out against their will.
He once said into a hot mic.
I don't know if you caught this one.
But the public was so disgusted.
And this was in the 80s. It was so disgusting with the quality of schools.
And the continued gutting and removing a teacher, removing a support, removing a staff, that they actually demanded and passed an amendment saying, got to reduce class size. So that was Bush's
Jeb Bush getting caught on mic, and even though that should have been a huge topic, it did not get out there enough.
My favorite election, right? Right.
My favorite Bushism.
He said, it's okay.
I have a nefarious plan to block the public will.
Right. Now, imagine if a Democrat. No, I'm just saying. Imagine if a Democrat said that on tape. I mean, look what they're doing with Benghazi. The insanity of that phony, you know, outrage.
Sure.
Imagine that. I'm just saying. 3 days before an election, if a Democrat said, "I have a nefarious plan." But notice how we didn't hear anything about it too much. I mean, I did because I followed the news things.
Right.
Not everybody heard that.
So
we good on the mics here?
Thank you so much.
I sure appreciate it.
Sure. So tomorrow was the thing.
Yes, tomorrow's the thing.
And let me just check real quick.
I think I gave you like 805 or something like that.
805 is fine. Now, by the way, I just want to say one thing. There is an echo when you speak. Now, I can live with it. It's fine, but it's just something that if there's a button that you can turn, but if not, I'm good with it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the board is quite limited. It's not so bad if you, when an individual dials, I'm being heard by my local live mic,
which I can probably cut off.
And that might help.
Anything where you're, you know, jeopardizing your show yourself or uncomfortable, it's fine. I can live with it. Like I said, I just thought if it's something that's a feature on the board that.
Yeah, it's a very limited interface.
That's okay.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate you joining us tomorrow. Your site is one of the few I turn to for real data.
Oh, thank you.
I've enjoyed it for a long, long time. Used to be involved in a site called Miami for Peace, and I wrote you a couple things from then. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sure, and I'll mention the newsletter and all that stuff at some point.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll ask you to talk about what you do and all that. Oh, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Sounds like fun. I'm looking forward to it. 8:05. I'll be here before that.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an awesome pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow night. I just wanted to get that air check done with Lori. Thanks a bunch. And we'll talk to you tomorrow when PNN brings on progressive journalists. Thanks a lot. And let's go out with our good friends. And here we go. The Beach Boys with There's a Ride Going On.
They said the students scared the guards, or the troops were battle dressed. Before mothers and their new degrees, the back to the bush. I know we're all fed up with useless wars and racial strife. The next time there's a ride, well, you best stay out of sight. When there's a ride going on, when there's a ride going on.
Okay, and that'll wrap it up for our air check today. Thanks very much. We'll see you tomorrow.